Tito coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. Rubber match in this series. And Terry, for the fifth time this year, you won a ballgame scoring just 2 runs. That's hard to do in the American League, isn't it? More so than, say, the National League?
Yeah, it is hard. But sometimes you have to do it. Fortunately, our pitching is giving us a chance just about every time out. And we've talked about it now for a while. When you're pitching like Danny did yesterday, when you get that second run, it's such an important run. It's a vital run, as opposed to maybe being a feel-good run where somebody got a hit and they got an RBI, but that was a game winner. That's what pitching does for you.
And it's kind of what you and I were talking about. When your club was struggling, when you came out of April with 7 wins, it was a heck of a lot better to get beat the way you did than get beat 10-9. You always kind of felt like this had a chance to get turned around.
Yeah, and nothing felt good. But I get your point. We talked about it a lot, is that at least when you pitch, you can, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel. We just needed to make some light. And, you know, but you're right. Trying to win 10-9, sometimes you got to win games like that. But if you have to do that day in and day out, that's really tough.
Terry, you've had really good staffs, and I'm not trying to compare staffs because it's not fair, but have you ever, in your recollection, had 4 guys as young as, say, the 4 power arms in your rotation with the kind of stuff that they have where we really don't even know their ceiling yet?
No, that's exciting. And you know, again, we want to be careful because we're a game under 500 and we're not the 27 Yankees. But I think there's a lot of teams that would probably flip-flop with us because we have 4 young pitchers that we absolutely love, and they should get better. And, again, that's our responsibility to keep them healthy and to help them get better. But that it's exciting. I mean, you can build teams, build organizations around starters like that. Look what Oakland did with, you know, Hudson, Mulder, and Zito for years. That's part of the reason they were so good.
What about Josh Tomlin? How's he coming along now in his rehab?
He's in town. He's out to 150 feet. He shaved his head, too, like everybody else, because he's such a good teammate. Boy, he looks terrible, too. Hey, he looks awful. But it's exciting to have him here. We'll have him in the dugout today and let him be part of what we're doing because he's such a good teammate. And then he'll go back to his program. But he's doing real well.
Is there any timetable yet for him, Tito?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all based on how he does. You know, he has to hit certain milestones as he goes. And when he does that, he moves on to the next one.
This Baltimore Oriole club and you folks, there's some similarities. Both of you have struggled at times to score runs, and yet you kind of feel like, just like with your club, the way you've turned things around here in 3 weeks, Baltimore's still very much in this thing in the American League East. I don't think we've ever said, boy, it's good to be in the American League East like it is this year.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You know, if you can just hang around, you got a chance. And they're certainly, you know, we saw the way they played last year. And, you know, since Buck's come there, they really pay attention to detail. You can tell. And they got some sock in their lineup. And, you know, they needed to get some guys back. But it's hard to imagine them not being in this thing at the end.
Terry, what about a guy like Adam Jones? Do people realize how good an all-around player he is?
I hope so. Millsy and I were talking about him yesterday. You know, he came up in Seattle, and he was a skinny young kid that – kind of got the ball thrown by him. I hate to say that now because that's, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, you know, just was trying to play catch up. And now you look at him and, man, I hope he blows his back out. He swings so hard, you know, but he's a great all around player, and you can tell how much he likes to compete. And again, I hope he goes 0-for-4 today, but he is a really good player.
Well, speaking of really good players, you've got Yan Gomes back. There aren't many games that end like yesterday's, and the kind of throw that he made, and to end a ball game in a 1-run game throwing a runner out at second.
You know, and it happens so fast, you know, the game's over, that I don't know if people really take the time to think, okay, even though there's 2 outs, that's the tying run on second base. If a guy gets a bloop, a flare, a wild pitch, I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen, and we got to go into the 9th inning and hit, and that eliminated it. I mean, that was – and it just – this is a guy that had a knee injury, and he's so quick behind the plate, and he's got such a good arm. I mean, he jumped on that ball. That was a good base-running play, but Gomer did a very good catching play.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and Orioles coming up on the Indians Radio Network. 2 of these. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. The Indians have a rare off day at home. Then the Seattle Mariners will be coming to town. You know, it's interesting, Terry, we're, you know, a little over 2 months into this season, and there still seems to be a lot of questions with a lot of teams this year, maybe more so than I remember in recent years. How about you?
You know, that makes sense to me, too. I mean, there's just, you know, there's so much up in the air. And I know we have two-thirds of the season left, but, you know, a lot of teams haven't hit their stride yet, us included. But that's part of what makes baseball so good.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. The Seattle Mariners, just saw them on the recent road trip. They're in town now for a three-game series, and boy, they added themselves pretty good bat, didn't they, and Mark Trumbo?
Yeah, they did. I mean, a power right-handed bat that, you know, and again, it fits in their lineup, too, because now they can move Zunino down. They can have Morrison in between. There's some balance there, and it's a guy that can change the game with one swing. So, yeah, that's a huge addition for them.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.